Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher. I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you're at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
There's someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
What is that?
Locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
There is a man taking a poop.
He's having a good time, because everyone's angry in Brookline.
Turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
98.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. And everyone's angry in Brookline. Real 911 calls from the people of Brookline, Massachusetts, which, as we've learned, is one of the strangest, angriest places in the entire country. A lot of petty phone calls about petty things. And for a while, we've been taking those calls and playing them on the air, but I mentioned something a little while back. I said, you know, I wonder if there's any other city that might be interesting, as interesting as Brookline. Brookline's kind of a special kind of weird, the way there is. There's tons of money there, so there's feelings of entitlement, and you hear that in a lot of these calls, and just how petty some of them are. There is a there's a dispensary there, so there's, you know, a little bit of that. You're pretty close to, you know, the city, so they don't like some of the city folk coming into their part of town. It's
Brookline definitely has its own sections. Like, there's Route 9. There's, like, the, like, where they're all, like, the nice schools are, like Cleveland Circle. Yeah,
there's
area.
There's
a
village over by.
Yep, the
over
village.
By
there's
Boston
Coolidge
Street.
Corner
That's
area.
Where I used to live, yep.
So it's a special kind of weird, and it's almost set up perfectly for these 911 calls. But I said, hey, is there any other city out there that maybe I hadn't been thinking about that you might get the same or maybe even a different kind of dynamic where you would find very interesting calls? And there was one town or one area that stood out amongst the rest that a ton of people suggested, and I didn't quite get why, but I did the people's bidding, and that area was Marblehead.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I used to live the next town over.
Okay. Why should Marblehead be interesting?
Because it is a secluded spot. It's up against the coast. And Joe, back me up on this. There is a crapload of money in that town.
Big time money, mansions, beaches, and that's it.
And okay. people pay the extra money to be secluded because it's off the beaten path. There's no main highway that goes right by.
I believe you can only enter either through Swampscott or
exactly.
Salem.
Or no, you can go up. You can come up from the south through Lynn, take 1A, and go that way.
Okay, here's what I know about Marblehead. Is that every time I go there, the first thing I say is, oh, my God, this place is unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
And the second thing is, oh, my God, it's going to take me 15 hours to get back to Boston.
Correct.
Like, I mean, it's so far off the highway. And maybe that's the way they want it. And maybe that's why
it's on the ocean.
And maybe that's why people were suggesting Marblehead, is maybe there's this feeling of entitlement. I'm not sure. All I know is that I got the calls. I got the 911 calls. So we have a twist today.
So what are rich people calling for?
We are moving locations from Brookline.
Let's get out of the city.
To North Shore 911.
Yeah.
I have a little twist to this series.
That's
why
right.
don't we insert Shane Knighty into
the sheriff. Or
the sheriff.
Or better yet, we insert Marblehead into Brookline 911.
What are the McMansion people call in for?
And as I said, I was like, fine. A lot of people seem to think that this would be an interesting place. I don't know what you're looking for. And then I got the phone calls. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are real 911 calls to the Marblehead Police Department.
Yes.
Let's start with, are you doing these or me, Dan? I'm doing them? Okay, all right, let me pull these up here. As the phones start lighting up of people who know what we're talking about. Once again, this was all new to me. But I listened to your advice. Here is call number one to Brookline, or Marblehead, rather, 911.
Marblehead, please record it on.
Hi there. I do want to talk to someone who might be able to help me with my son. He's being frustratingly oppositional, and I wondered if there's someone I could talk to.
Okay. And how old is he?
14.
Okay. And is this happening right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just refusing to go to camp, and he's just, like, lying around in bed, and he's just, this is a pattern with him.
Okay.
Imagine calling,
I mean,
imagine calling the police on your children?
Well, no, it's not even that. It's that the parenting is so poor that you're going to call the police to come force this kid to go to camp.
Being oppositional.
Frustratingly so.
Rich is shocked. His mouth is just open.
This is a 911. Isn't the first line when they pick up his 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah,
my kid's playing video games.
Yeah.
He won't listen. He won't come to dinner. Have a cop come over here and show him who's boss. Oh, my God.
This is worse than kicking dirt in the field.
Oh, man.
This might be one of the worst.
Marvelous. Please record it on. Hi there. I do want to talk to someone who might be able to help me with my son. He's being frustratingly oppositional, and I wondered if there's someone I could talk to.
Okay. And how old is he?
14.
Okay. And is this happening right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just refusing to go to camp, and he's just, like, lying around in bed, and he's just, this is a pattern with him, and we've got to find a way to break the pattern. He's just being really difficult.
Okay, let me have a cruiser come up.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, that is the
best. Dan has a good point. Dan has a good point. He said, this is scared straight Marblehead, where the police show up and force the kid to get out of bed and go to summer camp.
We got a problem. We got a problem on Lover's Lane. What is it?
Devereaux Beach Lane.
This damn kid was stopped playing Fortnite. And I love it, too. It's like, oh, he's heading to camp. He's just,
Yeah, he's just refusing to go to camp, and he's just...
Imagine being so bad a parent that you have to call a cop on your kid because they're not listening to you. Mm. And by the way, much respect to the lady at the end of this, because she just straight up just goes, I'm not dealing with this. I'm sending a cop.
Yep.
She said, I'm not even going to try to debate you. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, and you're getting a cop coming your way. I mean, it's like...
He's just being really difficult.
Okay, let me have a cruiser come up.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, now I get it.
Jesus.
So they call the cop. The kid gets scared because he sees the cop and then gets up.
So we just said, this is John from Vegas. This is just like that scene in Blow where Johnny Depp's parents turn him in.
Yeah.
So it said, there's someone you can talk to, ma'am. Your husband.
Yeah. Or a doctor. Oppositional Defiant Disorder, ODD.
So let me get this straight. A 14-year-old teenager just wants to sleep? Well, that's what teens do.
Maybe he's stoned.
Maybe he is. Maybe he is. All right. Well, we continue with these calls. Once again, Marblehead was suggested. I didn't understand why. And then I got the tapes, and I'm like, all right, man. Now I get it.
And if you've been through Marblehead, it's just mansions.
You understand. Yep.
And a beautiful, beautiful beaches and a nice downtown, and that's about it.
Yeah. Somebody said new Touch and Rich shirt. Frustratingly oppositional. All right, let's get to another 911 call from Marblehead, of all places. Here we go.
Police,
go off.
Yeah, I'm calling. I got a complaint. There's a guy washing his boat with a power washer in the street, and this guy's out on a public street with a pressure washer washing his boat. That shouldn't be done.
Okay, and what's your name?
Boat on a trailer. My name is, I don't want it to come back to me. I mean, I'm an able, let's put it that way. Okay? And, you know, this guy just moved in there about, you know, 6 months or a year ago, and it doesn't make any difference whether he's been there 20 years. Nobody's supposed to pressure wash the bottom of a boat in a restricted area. You can't do that at the yacht clubs or anything else.
You can go to the yacht club if you want to do that. Next thing you know, this guy's going to be washing his car in his front yard.
Wow. The water's everywhere.
But Dennis Eckersley better not live in Marblehead. That some bitch going to be out there.
That's a problem.
You're going to be calling him saying, hey, man, the old P-Wagon needs a rub down.
Washing a boat on a public street.
Well,
that happens in every community.
He's new.
Moved in there about, you know, 6 months or a year ago, and it doesn't make any difference whether he's been there 20 years. Nobody's supposed to pressure wash the bottom of a boat in a restricted area. You can't do that at the yacht clubs or anything else. It has to be in an area where the water's contained.
Okay, and pleading ignorance, because I don't know the law, what is a restricted area? Where can they do it?
Well, like in a boatyard at the Eastern Yacht Club, you just can't wash your boat on the dock. So the last thing this guy should be doing is doing it in a public street.
Okay.
He's got a red pickup truck and a boat hooked to the back of it. And it's...
this is obviously a massive boat. It's on the back of a pickup truck. This has things. It's like a yacht. This guy's rubbing. It's like the Titanic. It's taking up all the space in the room. Do it at the yacht club like a normal, respectful human being.
At the Eastern Yacht Club, you just can't wash your boat on the dock. So the last thing this guy should be doing is doing it in a public street.
Okay.
He's got a red pickup truck and a boat hooked to the back of it. And it's, he just should do it, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, that guy didn't even say that they were going to send a cop. He was like, okay, cool, man. Bye. Yeah. All right, we're done. This phone call is over with. Oh, my God. This is a, I never knew.
Imagine if someone called the cops on you for, like, washing your car.
Let's go to Aaron. Aaron on line one. Aaron, what's up, man? You're on Touch and Rich.
Yeah, I do work in Marblehead. My business is mostly out of Marblehead. Let me tell you something. These people suck. They are the worst people that you've ever had to deal with. All they do is they bitch and moan. They want everything done by that. They have all this money. They are the worst. You guys should do this every week. You're going to get some great phone calls by these people because they are the worst.
Dude, I never knew. Like, I mean, it was just like everyone. It was funny because I mentioned it. I was like, hey, are there any other cities? And I was thinking, you know, Revere, Everett, that might be going. But, I mean, overwhelmingly, people are like, dude, go to Marblehead. And I was like, Marblehead looks like a pleasant place. It looks gorgeous out there. Everyone seems like they're extremely happy. And then, of course, you end up getting things like...
he's just refusing to go to camp, and he's just, like, lying around in bed.
Oh, this stuff is too good. All right, well, we have more of that. More where that came from, believe it or not. And we will continue with a special edition of not Brookline 911, but Marblehead 911 right after this.
My son, he's being frustratingly oppositional.
There's a guy washing his boat with a power washer in the street, and this guy's out on a public street with a pressure washer.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time. Everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
Or in this case, Marblehead. Stutcher and Rich. 617-779-0985. I, a couple of weeks ago, just said, hey, you know, listen, we've been taking these calls. Brookline's a special kind of place for a... there's a weird mix of people and things going on and it makes for very strange and sometimes entitled and weird 911 calls. Is there any other city like that I'm just not even thinking about? And, I mean, it was, to be quite unexpected, the majority of the people who said, well, Marblehead. And Marblehead was so far off my radar. As I said, I was thinking of places like, you know, Revere or Brockton or something like, you know, some Cambridge. But the fact that all of these people like seem to know something that I didn't know, and then I got the calls, and now I thank you. I applaud you, good people, for pointing me in that direction.
Because in Brookline, you have city problems. This weird guy's walking along the street. He's parking in my spot.
Yeah.
It's simple stuff, but you get out in the suburbs, especially an entitled rich suburb, and the game changes a little.
See, the thing about Marblehead that I knew beforehand was when you show up, it's like you walked into the Truman Show.
Yeah.
It's like heaven. It's gorgeous. Yeah. Everywhere you look, oh, my God. Like, how could anyone have any sort of problems? So when people were suggesting that, and now I understand why, because of some of the calls we got. Jeremy, real quick. We'll go to Jeremy on line three. We have a few more calls to do. Jeremy, what's up?
Yes, how are you?
Hey.
Good. So I used to work for UPS out in Marblehead, and I did it for 4 years. And, you know, normally you have dog treats in the truck for all the dogs, because there's a lot of dog walkers in Marblehead, but walking around. So one time I'm coming back from my truck after delivering a package, and this lady's sitting there with her dog right by my door. So I pet the dog and say, hey, have a good afternoon. I get up on my truck, I turn around, she's like, where are you going? I'm like, I gotta go do my stuff, so have a good day. She goes, you're not gonna give a treat to my dog. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have the truck that I normally have today, so I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't have a treat. She goes, my dog is going to be so upset. What kind of UPS driver are you? You don't have a stupid freaking treat for my dog? I'm like, lady, why don't you just go to your house and get him a treat? She goes, he's going to mope home all the way home and not have a treat. I'm like, I have to deal with this dog all day. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Are you serious?
You just keep treats in your pocket.
I guess so. All right,
Should've known better.
Oh, man. Okay,
well, let's get to our next 911 call. Once again, these are real calls. To the Marblehead 911.
I have a little twist.
It's a little twist. It's not Brookline.
Why don't we insert Marblehead into it? Mm-hmm. The sheriff.
All right. So let's get to it. Here's our next call to Marblehead 911.
Marblehead, please record it, line.
My television does not work.
I don't mean to stop. But I'm going to stop. Where's this one going? Just how bad is her television not working? It's got to be, really bad.
Marvelous, please record it, Mike.
My television does not work. It has not worked all morning, and I thought all the neighbors were out, but it's not. It's me, and it keeps putting on it, no signal, press input. Well, I don't have any input on this.
That's obvious. That's blatantly obvious, ma'am. You have no input.
So how do you think the person responds?
I'm about to say something really sexist. I don't think women, first of all, in the first place, understand the audio input button. I don't think I've ever had a woman in my life who hasn't asked me, how do I get it from one thing to the next? It's like, well, it's this button right here. Well, I don't understand the concept. But this lady took it to the next level, and she called 911 for help with this. Something makes me think that she's a regular caller to this line.
Do you think she has cable?
And it keeps putting her on it. No signal. Press input. Well, I don't have any input on this. And so I haven't had television all day. But I've lived here for about 18 years, and I've had television right up until today.
Okay.
Everything else is working fine. Yes, it's just that the television doesn't, and the sign keeps coming on. So it says no signal.
Okay.
Press input. Well, of course, I don't have any input here.
Okay. Do you have cable TV or do you use an antenna?
Oh no.
That's when her head exploded. You see, I turn on the TV and there's TV. Well, do you have cable or is it antenna? And I love how kudos to the 911 operators, by the way, continuing to keep their cool through all of this. They're just like, all right, let's let her speak her piece.
Okay. Do you have cable TV or do you use an antenna?
Well, I've got a television that was installed here, which I've been using ever since I've been here, and it's been fine.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see if I can figure out who to put my hands on to help you get that figured out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
she has no idea Those people, those 911 operators, we say this a lot in Brookline. These people are saints.
Right.
It's all of them.
I'll contact the Geek Squad Department of the police.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And they'll come over with their cool suits and try to jiggle the thing in the back. Our IT guy will be over there. He looks a lot like John Wallach, if you know what he looks like.
So if you're a police, if you're a police officer in Marblehead, you need to, like, know how to, like, work cable and know the water lines, you know, what you can use for power washing and what you can't.
I'm thinking this is probably an easy fix for any police officer that shows up at that lady's apartment or home or whatever the case may be. I don't think this is a difficult thing. This is a call you probably want to go on because it'll be done in like 4 seconds.
Wow.
And then there's this one. And this one was just different than the rest. Let's just let this one roll. Real calls to Brookline. Marblehead's 911. As it just disappeared.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened here. So, is this in...
It's the grand finale, too.
I know. What are we going to do? Here, let's go. Let's take this call real quick while we're waiting. Let's go to Michael. Michael, line one. What's up, man?
What's up, man? I probably have a different perspective of Marblehead, as I am somebody who is actually a blue-collar working skip who's forced to live with these creatures.
Forced? How are you forced?
I'm forced to live with these creatures. No, but it's a nice town, believe me. I have no problem living there, but these people exist. I'm the guy that shows up to, like, the school meetings with a Misfits t-shirt on, and you should see the look. With, like, a sleeve of tattoos. You know, I gave my kid a pot tie. He's sitting at the bus stop. You would have thought I gave him a cigarette. The looks I was getting from these people. I'm giving my kid a pot tie.
All right, man. Well, appreciate the call. Okay, here we go. Here is our final call.
Marblehead, please still in your calls recorded.
Oh, hi. I'm just calling. I'm sure this is totally normal, but I just thought, like, sometimes when you see something that's unusual that you should just, like, say something. Mm-hmm. We were just driving home from Old Town, and there was a kid walking. He had like, pretend armor on, but he also had, like, a giant sword thing.
And where did you see him?
I'm on Abbott Street. He was at the very top of Abbott Street, kind of walking down towards Jersey. And it just kind of seemed a little unusual, and he looked kind of angry.
Okay, I'll somebody take a look for him.
Okay, bye. Okay.
We found John Wallach in Marblehead.
You know what the Marblehead mascot is, right?
It's the Marblehead Magicians, my friend. I had a listener bring that to my attention, and he's right. They're the Marblehead Magicians.
He's LARPing all over Marblehead.
He had, like, pretend armor on, but he also had, like, a giant sword thing.
John, ready to go to thy fantasy LARP.
And it just kind of seemed a little unusual, and he looked kind of angry.
Yes, he did. All right.
Find me that Burger King.
Fixing all the televisions.
Well, all I can say is thank you to our listeners, because I would have had no idea. Hang on. Is this really him? Line three. Guy from Machine?
Yeah, hey. Is this
Guy from Machine, how are you doing?
How are you? What's going on?
Oh my goodness! This is Guy from Machine. How are you doing?
This is the guy with the blue eyes, right?
Yes. Yeah, so this is. Yeah, well, no, I do not have the blue eyes. I am the hunky one. Yes, I'm the better looking of the two of us.
Oh, whatever. What's going on?
How are you doing? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been working a lot and stuff. But you know, my schedule's kind of tight. So, what y'all doing at the radio station now?
Well, we miss you. That's one thing that we're doing. Wow, I had no idea you were going to call in this morning. It's been a long time. Do you miss Nick?
Yeah. How's Nick doing?
He almost died, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, again?
Yes, almost again.
He's going to die.
That's right. Now, did the fact that he almost died make him even more attractive? The fact that he could have completely been gone, did it make him even more attractive?
Yeah, I know he told me the whole story. He came in the club and told me about it.
Ah, goodness gracious. How you doing? I heard, yeah. Is Machine still going to stick around, or is the bar closing down?
Yeah, it's closing a couple, within a couple of months. So I just want to make sure to tell everybody to come to the machine just to have a drink or just come to karaoke or even stop in to have a pitcher of beer and leave and get in a Uber and go home. Before it shuts down, yeah.
Is there going to be like a big like party that you know, like the final night or anything like that?
They're going to have a big closing party. Yeah, they're going to have a big closing party.
Oh, we got to stop by. We have to stop by.
Yeah, a big closing party, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and I want Nick to talk to you about when he can come by and talk to you next. Because it's been a long time since we've had a visit from Guy from Machine.
Okay. I'll hold on for Nick, okay?
Okay. All right. And do you want to say anything to Fred, even though he's not here?
Well, I just want to say hi. Shout out to Freddy. Yeah.
All right. We appreciate a Guy from Machine. Wow. How about that? A call from Guy from Machine to close things out.
Nowhere.
It just doesn't get any better than this. We find a new city to do 911 mm-hmm. with. We've got the guy from Machine calling in. By the way,
I have a little twist. It's a little twist. That's right. Series. Why don't we insert Shane Knighty into it?
Or just Marblehead. If you have any other suggestions of cities that are going to end up being as good as that one, then I will take them gladly.
Nick. I think we've only scratched the surface of Marblehead, though. There's plenty there.
I guess so. All right. We will go to Joe Murray's headlines right after this.
Marvelous Police Report of Dime.
Hi there. I do want to talk to someone who might be able to help me with my son. He's being frustratingly oppositional, and I wondered if there's someone I could talk to.
Okay. And how old is he?
14.
Okay. And is this happening right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just refusing to go to camp, and he's just, like, lying around in bed, and he's just... This is a pattern with him, and we've got to find a way to break the pattern. He's just being really difficult.
Okay, let me have a cruiser come up.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Toucher
and Rich. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.